Hey everyone, welcome back to the Jamie Star Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. So my guest today is an actress who has been on Broadway in shows such as King Kong and Life of Pi, as well as touring the country in the national tour of the hit Broadway musical, Jagged Little Pill. My guest today is Jenna Van Elslander. What was it like being somebody who's starring in a show on the Las Vegas Strip?
Yeah, you're talking about Rock of Ages, right?
Yeah.
That was awesome. I mean, I would go anywhere for Rock of Ages. It was and is still one of my favorite shows. So when they called me to do it in Las Vegas, I signed a 6-month contract, so I knew I would be there for a while, and it was pretty cool. I mean, the Strip is the Las Vegas Strip, you know.
Yeah. I've been to Vegas, I get it.
Yeah, there's blessings and curses there, but there's lots of awesomeness to see and be had, and there's so many incredible performers in and around Vegas, so it was cool to learn more about that community and be immersed in the environment there.
Yeah, did you ever sneak off like on nights off to go see like a concert of some sort?
What did I see while I was there? I saw a Cirque du Soleil show. I can't even... Oh, I did. I saw La Rev.
I did too!
I have a couple friends in that production. So a friend of mine hooked me up with some tickets to La Rev, and that was incredible.
It's incredible.
It's definitely my favorite Cirque show for sure.
Yeah.
And what did I see? I saw a show called Showstopper. That a dear friend was starring in, so obviously I had to go and scream for her.
Yeah.
So I was able to see a couple of performances. Oddly, I had a Wednesday night off from each cast member in Rock of Ages. We had all a separate night off. It was like a rotating day off.
Yeah.
Because there were performances every day of the week, because mm-hmm. you know Vegas doesn't stop or sleep.
Exactly.
So I had a Wednesday night off, which allowed me to see some things, which is cool.
Yeah. Was Rock of Ages a really fun show to be in? Because it looks like a blast.
Yeah, it was a blast. And I got to, you know, you dance on the bar, and I got to learn some pole dancing. I had never touched a pole before.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was so fun. And I played Constance Sack, which she has like this awesome kind of feature lyrical dance solo as the Dream Sherry. So mm-hmm. that was awesome. Really, yeah. Really fun.
Did you watch the King Kong movie like while you were in either like rehearsals or anything like that for Broadway to prep?
No, I didn't to prepare. I knew it was gonna kind of be, you know, along the same lines as the story of Kong, but I also knew the story proper was a little different from the movie. So mm-hmm. I remember as a kid watching like the original with my dad, like the one in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I knew the general storyline, but I kind of wanted to go in with not assuming or thinking anything ahead of time. I just wanted to kind of receive the information fresh and new and with like neutral eyes. That's kind of how I went into the Broadway show. And also I was a swing in the Broadway company.
Mm-hmm.
And the second day, like the first day of rehearsal was like the most beautiful giant meet and greet, and where you learn everyone's name. And but starting the second day, all the puppeteers, we rehearsed right away in the theater, because obviously you couldn't transport the 2-ton King Kong anywhere. So we were in the theater the whole time. So I knew I was going into something, you know, it was taking my whole capacity and energy and focus. So I just wanted like the brand new experience. So I didn't really do research before. I just went in with open heart, open arms, and open mind.
Yeah. What was the hardest part about being in a swing? Being a swing, I can't talk today, in a show like King Kong?
Well, the hardest, most challenging, and also most rewarding part, I think, was the fact that I have been a swing before King Kong, but nothing could prepare me for what it would take to be able to swing all of the puppeteers as well. Not all of them. I swung 6 puppeteers.
Wow.
But all, like, the rigging and all the everything we had to do as puppeteers, it was something I had never done before. And, you know, if you rig a line onto the wrong point on Kong, that's very, very dangerous.
Like, yeah.
Including me, we were launching, you know, 30 feet off of the gorilla's shoulder, like with it on only a wrist wrap.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We were doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
So, but it was very important to have all the lines rigged correctly. Otherwise it was really, it could have been very, very dangerous.
And yeah.
Like a showstop.
Yeah. Know? Oh, absolutely. So, that thing was massive.
Yeah. So just kind of knowing the, you know, as a swing, it's always a challenge, and you're always so aware of everyone on stage, and there's so many things to remember, and everyone's safety around you is always kind of number one. You never want to put anyone in harm.
Yeah.
However, there is a different kind of sense of responsibility and kind of urgency, knowing how spot on you had to be at all times, because it was very dangerous.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the most challenging and also most awesome and rewarding part, was kind of managing your anxiety and the nervousness and just staying present and keeping the awareness for the whole team and just breathing and taking it one kind of second at a time at mm-hmm. times. Yeah, that was the hardest and most awesome part.
Yeah. What was your initial reaction to seeing the gorilla puppet for the first time?
Oh my gosh, I'll never forget it. So our whole cast we were sat in the mezzanine of the Broadway theater, and the curtain was down and Kong was behind. We couldn't see him yet. There was a speech. Drew McConey, our incredible choreographer and director, spoke, and the producers as well. And then they raised the curtain, and it wasn't just the puppeteers on stage. It was the voodoo operators as well. So, like, mechanically kind of controlling Kong's breathing apparatus and his the muscles in his face and his jaw and his blinking mechanisms. Like, everything was so realistic.
Yeah.
So he was sitting there and alive. He was alive, and we just we were all so taken, and there was tears, and you could feel in his eyes, like, he was so beautiful. It was such a beautiful moment. It was really magical. I'll never forget it.
Oh yeah. Over the course of the 8-show week or an 8-show week with that show, how many times did you go on average?
It would depend. So some weeks I would not go on. However, the company was really incredible and generous and aware that it was very important to me and for me and the other swings to have practice with the team on Kong. So they would try and kind of swing us in at least one performance a week, so we could kind of, you know, morph with the company and evolve with the company and feel Kong. So often it was once a week at minimum, but then sometimes people were out for weeks at a time with injury or something. So I think I went on for a 5-week span, and that wasn't that was actually one of the ensemble dancer tracks. So mm-hmm. in that time frame, I wasn't puppeteering. So there was weeks I would go on once, and there was weeks I would go on without a break for weeks at a time. So mm-hmm. it was really fluctuating, which also keeps you on your toes.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So it really fluctuated.
Have you always been a fan of the Jagged Little Pill Alanis Morissette album?
Oh my gosh. That's an understatement. Yes.
Understatement.
So yes, I grew up with listening to Alanis, and I grew up a dancer, so I would always have some kind of dance area in my house, whether it was just a corner of carpet, or eventually we had like a little, you know, cement dance floor space that I would always be jamming to Alanis. And especially in the car, like driving to dance class when I could drive, I would be blaring Jagged Little Pill over and over. I resonated so much with just the lyrics, even though I didn't know why at the time. I grew up on Alanis, for sure.
So did you ever get to see the show on Broadway just as a viewer?
I did. I took myself, actually, for a self-date because I knew how impactful it would be, and I wanted to just kind of take it in, just me, myself. So, yeah, it was November 19th of 2019. And I still have it. I took a selfie, like, in front of the marquee, trying to manifest this show into my life, because this show is like my whole human. Like, I have never resonated, you know, so deeply to a show, especially like a musical theater show.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
Yeah,
it's the best when Broadway shows can hit home.
It absolutely is. I thought about it for a long time. The uninvited scene, originated by Heather Lang, iconic dancer and human. It like shook me. It shook my bones. It shook my soul. I cried. I thought about it for so long. Like yearned to be able to share in that way, mm-hmm. you know, and to make people think in that depth, to connect with people on that deep a level. I crave that as an artist.
So yeah.
It hit so deeply.
What's it like watching Heidi Blinkenstaff in action every night? Cause she's a legend.
I pinch myself like all the time. She is as iconic as a human, like without the grandness and epicness of her talent, but just as a human, she paves the way. Like she's a game changer. She is a different type of human. So just to be in her orbit of energy every day, period, mm-hmm. I pinch myself. However, to witness her on stage and to do art that closely beside her every day, it's probably like a feeling beside an artist that I have never felt, you know?
Yeah.
I feel so honored to be in her position and so lucky to be learning from her, both as a human and as a artist every day. She's an incredible soul.
Oh.
In every way. I can't say enough.
What do you love most about touring with this show?
I would have to say, like spreading these messages across America, especially in our world right now. I think the messages that this show brings are really, really important in the world right now. And I feel like we're like a vessel for something much bigger, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that feels most important. And to be like, I don't know, Alana said like artists are like advocates by mistake, you know, or mm-hmm. Activists by mistake. So to be activists in this way, like for so many important issues, feels very important. And I think that's my favorite part about touring with this show.
Oh yeah.
And then right alongside with that, I mentioned this before, like sharing this part of myself and connecting with people to this depth, and kind of just breaking myself open each night and sharing my guts and letting, you know, hopefully letting even one person feel a little more understood or seen or a little less alone.
Yeah.
Sharing this depth of my soul is really fulfilling and important, and feels very like purposeful and important, I think.
Yeah. What was the last show you saw before leaving for tour? Before you packed your bag, when you were still in the city, what was the last show you got to see?
I saw one of my very best friends in Aladdin.
Ooh.
I had never seen her in the show. She's been in it for a couple of years. I know. And my partner and I and her husband watched her in the show, and then we all had like this magnificent dinner after and celebrated. And that was my last Broadway show. Actually, we were already in rehearsals for Jagged. So, yeah, I got to see one of my very best friends shine. She was amazing.
Love it. Who would you say is like the cast clown in the Jagged Little Pill cast?
Oh, that's hard to answer. I don't know if we have a cast clown. I can't answer that. I don't know if we have a cast clown. There is a castmate who has like the most awesome, spunky, like energy, like never is less than, you know,
yeah,
100. She's like, she's one of the swings. But even when she's on, she's like up. When she's not on, she's
really,
yeah, mm-hmm. She's amazing. No, this is one of our swings, Maya. She's fierce on stage and off. So I like, class clown is absolutely not like the choice of words I would choose, but mm-hmm. like energetic and like animated sometimes and,
mm-hmm.
and just like killing it always, you know?
Yeah.
Like energy form, I would say her, but
yeah.
Not really. Yeah.
What is your favorite kind of cookie?
Peanut butter.
Ooh. What's a food
What's
a food you can't live without?
Peanut butter.
What was the last time you sat and watched an animated movie?
Oh. Okay. It's coming to me. What did we just watch? Oh, that wasn't animated. I was going to say my partner and I watched Matilda lately, but that wasn't animated. It was so good, though. So good.
I hear great things.
I think over Christmas. Was it over Christmas? I have two nieces, one's 6 and one's 10, back in Canada. And we watched... What did we watch? It wasn't Moana. It was...
Was it Raya and the Last Dragon?
No, it was Mulan.
Oh, great. I love Mulan.
Oh, it was so good.
It's so great.
So good. I think we watched it like...
When you head back to the city, either like for like layoff or just in general, what show do you want to see first?
I have two. Is that allowed?
Oh, of course.
Okay. A is Hadestown. It's been on my list for a long time now.
I've seen it. You got to do your research before.
I will.
You can't go in blinded.
I listen to the soundtrack all the time, so that's probably half the research, and I'll do the other half, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is Anne Juliet.
Ooh, good one. I hear great things about that one.
Yeah, so have I, and Jennifer Weber is the choreographer, and I am a huge fan of her human and her craft and all things Jen Weber. So I'm excited to see her brilliance on stage via the choreography too.
Love it. Have you ever fallen flat out on your butt on stage before?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, I
land on my face. when I was young, I don't know how old, like 14, 15 or something, I was doing a tumbling line. I was doing an afro solo, and I was doing round off, back handspring, back layout. And ooh. I don't know what happened, but in the layout, you know, you're supposed to land on your feet. No, I've landed flat on my face. So that was a good fall. And then, I mean, professionally, I've had a couple. I mean, in King Kong, I remember launching off of the monkey, and sometimes I would feel like I was going so fast, I would, you know, mm-hmm. intentionally kind of land on my butt instead of my feet, just have to kind of have more absorption time. But I can't actually remember the last time I took like a fall on stage, to be honest.
Oh.
Those weren't the best presentations, but...
Do you want to maybe do one or maybe a few more jukebox musicals like in the future?
It would have to depend on the show. I'm not like the most giant fan of jukebox musicals, but like Jagged Little Pill doesn't feel like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because it has its own storyline.
Yeah, so I think it would depend on the show, and if I resonated with the show and who the team is. You know, I'm an energy person, so I want to work with amazing people on a human level, mm-hmm. you know, an energy level. So I think it just depends. Like if people I love are working on it, I'll follow people I love. I don't care what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But, or if the story really resonated something deep within me, or if it's a really important story to tell that I feel really pulled to want to help share, I would, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What is a show you'd like to do but you haven't done yet? Like a classic.
Rent.
I'm obsessed with Rent.
Yep, Rent.
I'm obsessed with Rent. It is my second. It's my second favorite musical of all time after Wicked.
Ooh, good ones. Great ones. Yeah, I love Rent. I mean, I'm attracted to, you know, the real kind of real raw. Gritty, no bells and whistles. I want raw, like, substance, you know? So Rent does that for me every time.
It was the first show I saw post-COVID, so I get it.
Oh, yes. That would have hit really, really deeply, hey?
Mm-hmm. And what is a fun fact that not a lot of people know about you?
I'm a stunt woman.
Ooh. That's cool.
Yeah.
So falling is no stranger for you.
No, I invite it.
Love it. Once again, I've been speaking with Jenna Van Elslander from the national tour of Jagged Little Pill and both King Kong and Life of Pi on Broadway. I will see you all in my next episode, where I'm chatting with Alexis Loisel from the national tour of Legally Blonde.